Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting your pussy grabbed. Would there be any other way to start the show?
No.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, then go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosebud. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
Joe is blaming the Jews for his tardiness, but I blame Joe. Joe will be here soon.
No, he secretly blames them every week.
He's one of those Jew-blaming people.
No, I'm kidding.
So Joe will be here.
Yeah.
Soon, on the show tonight, I did a fundraiser for the GOP.
I can't imagine how this went.
We discussed Donald Trump's wild ride from Pussygate to the debate.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's the best Disney ride ever.
Yes, for some, surely.
The Orange Toad's wild ride. alt-right website superstar says the government is lying to us about Hurricane Matthew.
Okay.
We'll give you a tip on how to stay stealthy online, what your astrological sign says about your pooping habits.
Oh, boy.
And last week, Ann Jackson revealed the real name of her scammers and how much and where she sent the money. We'll see what she has in store this week. So you've had an eventful couple of days.
I sure have. Since I left you.
Things usually pick up.
No. Well, Mr. Helix and I went on a trip to California to go to Desert Trip, which was the big
What a creative name.
Yeah, I know.
Desert Trip.
I know. Well, it's held in the same area, the same place where they hold Coachella, but it wasn't Coachella. It was Desert Trip.
You know what I'd rather go to? Desert Trip.
Desert Trip is awesome.
Dessert festival.
It was actually sort of Desert Trip as well.
I'm sure there was a lot of brownies.
No. I mean, people were sparking up for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you should explain what Desert Trip is.
Well, Desert Trip was 3 days, two big acts each night. And it started about...
Musical acts.
It started about 6 o'clock or ish each night and went until about midnight. And
it's a long show.
Well, there was a big break in between.
Well, they're all there to be woken up.
They had to wake up the second act. You're on. Oh.
So who's on this show?
Well, the first act...
There's no small acts on it?
No.
Wow.
No, there were no quote-unquote openers.
Right.
But you have to decide for yourself who you think is, you know, the big act or not. The first night, Bob Dylan was first. And after that was the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the second night was Neil Young, and followed by Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then the third night was The Who, followed by Roger Waters.
Would have flipped that.
That's the only one that I had an issue with. That was the only one that I had an issue with.
Roger Waters is what, Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
No, unless it's the whole band.
It wasn't the whole band, but he was only, as far as I could tell, because I didn't know that he was did any solo stuff whatsoever. It was all Pink Floyd music.
Right, but I'm saying, unless it's the whole band,
yeah,
then you could make the argument that they
could. Oh, yeah.
But no, The Who's got to go.
Yeah, Pink Floyd trumps The Who at this point as the headliner, but
I don't know if they even do.
I don't know.
I mean, The Who's pretty big.
Yeah, they are.
Roger Waters is not how I'm closing out that festival, but there might be scheduling issues.
I would have thought that The Who would have been the better closer, you know, but...
But these are minor bitches.
Yeah, they really are.
It's a lot of music.
It was a lot of music.
A lot of people that won't be here much longer.
That was one of the reasons why we decided to spend a lot of money on these tickets.
What's something like that cost? What do the tickets cost?
You know what? I don't even remember because...
Oh, come on.
I don't. Because we booked it such a while ago. I remember just grabbing my throat and going, oh my God, squeeze.
I'm saying $1,000 each.
Yeah, it was probably up like that.
Do you have good seats?
No. But we had better seats than some people. This was enormous. There were like 100,000 people there. It was enormous.
Porta potties?
No. They actually had was a way step up. There were some permanent facilities, but there are also trailers with, if you have to go in a temporary bathroom, these trailers with bathrooms in them, lots of them. It was good.
And you had nice weather.
Yeah.
You lucked out.
Yeah, the middle day was a little on the hot side. But you're in the desert, so compared to what it could be, we were very lucky.
100,000 people.
It was amazing. That's what I was told, was how many people were there. Lisa says it was the geriatric brigades. Yeah, pretty much.
Funny.
It was. There were two bandstands on either side of the stage, looking towards the stage, and there were three big screens side by side,
right
up in back. And thank God for those screens, because you couldn't see shit.
How were the acoustics?
The sound was amazing.
Really?
Really, really excellent. What was really funny is, and we couldn't really figure out why this was exactly true, but sometimes you don't realize how on stage there are all these extraneous noises and guitars being plugged in noises and things that you don't hear during a professional show. We heard all of that.
Huh.
It was really funny because they weren't dipping down the sound during some of the, like,
weird
stagecraft issues.
That's
yeah
weird.
It was really strange. We looked at each other the first couple times. We're like, oh, that must have been a little mistake. And then it happened throughout.
You just hear the old musician's bones creaking as they bend down or switch an instrument. That's what you hear.
Pretty
you hear
crack.
A lot of
oh Jesus,
are they having sex? No, they're just moving it. And they didn't turn down the mics.
He's plugging it into the amp. Oh, he was dying. There was one major sound issue. On the Stone song, You Can't Always Get What You Want, there's a...
That's how Donald Trump introduced Mike Pence, by the way. No, seriously.
No.
Yeah, I think we talked about that on
the
show.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah. Did Mike Pence appear? I mean, I know he was a little busy this weekend.
No, he did not.
No, it's a shame.
No, he did not.
Because he had canceled the Saturday appearance, so maybe.
I think that maybe he should. But there's a French horn solo at the beginning of the song, and the poor guy steps up. There's huge screens of him. Nothing's coming out.
Oh.
No French horn whatsoever.
I hate when you blow and you don't know if anything's happening.
You eventually do now.
Yeah.
You better know what's happening. But yeah, we felt bad for him because at first we thought, oh man, it's the guy, because there's a choir.
Maybe it was his tribute to mimes. Did you ever think of that?
It was the Charlie Chaplin French horn.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
You just see, like, on the screen, they just have, like, musical notes.
Yeah, and like the bouncing ball.
Yeah.
You know, no, poor bastard was playing his heart out.
That sucks, man.
100,000
people. This is the one thing you're doing.
Well, that's what we thought, but he was also the keyboard player. So we thought, oh, this is your one moment to shine, because they had a chorus, you know, because there are parts that, you know, Stone songs where they have choruses singing. And we thought, oh, this poor bastard is probably a local they hired for the gig to play the French horn. It's his only thing. No, he's part of the backup part of the band, so it was all right. But the sound quality was so crazy good. And during Roger Waters' set, he's got all these sound effects, and you know panning, where the sound will pan from one speaker to the other.
Yeah.
Like if you have headphones on, mm-hmm. You hear it go from side to side. He's got crazy sound effects, like helicopters and trains and people screaming and
what,
voices.
Six?
No, it was... Well, Pink Floyd is a whole lot, it seems to be, about being insane.
See,
going insane.
That's not a band I would need to see. I wouldn't need to see that.
Oh, really?
Because, like, one or two songs I like. I like Brick in the Wall. Comfortably Numb.
Yeah. There was a lot that I liked. You know, there was one long excursion that I had no idea what the song was, and it was a little creeping me out. Amazing stage sets for some of these acts. Neil Young had all teepees set up in front of either side of the stage, and like they have a whole lot of backdrops, and it was very interesting.
Why?
I think because he's very ecologically minded, and he's also, you know, his heart is with the native people who, you know, really are in tune with the earth. So I think that that's just part
of
his
thing. Well, I mean, 100,000 people invading the desert with all that stagecraft and noise and pollution is good for the earth.
It's totally ecologically sound.
I'm sure.
Like the whole neighborhood all of a sudden sprouting grass in the desert.
Oh, I'm sure there was grass.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of grass. Brown grass that we were walking on, but this grass. And oh, there was a lot of grass. I got a contact high out in that field. But the also, Roger Waters had this big, across the back of all three screens, it looked like a big institutional building. Like, you couldn't tell if it was a prison, a military institution. But then all of a sudden, these, I guess, they almost look like smokestacks or guard towers rise up from behind it, and they're huge. So you've got four of these stacks with, like, smoke coming out of them, or, like...
Maybe that's why he's headlining, because of all that stagecraft.
Yeah, because I guess it would take a while to put that together. It was pretty impressive, you know. The one thing that I have, though, and I've talked about this a little bit before, is that I have this, I don't have perfect pitch, but it's pretty good. And when I hear people singing flat, mentally, I'm like lifting up the note to where it's supposed to be.
You were doing that with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I did this for three nights in a row. I worked so damn hard on this tour. I was like, pull up, up, up. Everybody was having the worst. Now, I thought, when going into this, I really thought, oh, Lisa said it's a nuclear power plant. Yeah, thank you. That's what it looked like. Excuse me. Going into this, I thought I really wasn't looking forward to seeing Dylan. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about Neil Young, because it could go either way. Dylan, I was spot on. That was the biggest bowl of crunchy crap ever.
Really?
Oh, my God. People, the lady dancing.
He opened it up, right? He opened it up.
Ugh. First of all, you know what? I know you're like 75 years old or something, and you're kind of ornery, but he didn't say a word to the crowd. Not one word. It just all of a sudden started.
Yeah, it's all about the music.
Not
that
a word.
Doesn't really sound like Bob Dylan.
No.
It did, but then I turned into a vague Beatle.
Yeah, you went into like Liverpudlian folky.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Yeah. My initial Bob Dylan was okay, but then it just went to shit. That's why I don't do voices. Not my thing.
No, I try and you fail.
No.
But it was so terrible. His voice, I'm not a fan of his voice. I mean, he has some very powerful songs, and I understand he's an icon, and he was groundbreaking in his own time.
Sure.
You know,
50 years ago.
And reading the lyrics, it's like that, you know, he has some powerful things to say, and I get
Would you prefer
that.
He just read the lyrics?
Yes. I would prefer they just flashed the damn lyrics on the screen and he stood there. Or he let his band play. Just play the music and flash the lyrics. Shut your fucking pie hole.
Well, I mean, it's his job to sing.
Oh, that's not singing. None of that was singing. That was gobbledy. You couldn't understand a word.
Bet you were wishing for bad acoustics.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, you know what? It couldn't be done fast enough.
How long was he going for?
Oh, God. Forever. I didn't time it. I know you time shows. I don't
well,
do that.
Well, I mean, depending on price.
I know. No, I didn't time it, but I was wishing for death. I got up and looked for ice cream. Because
well, you're you.
I used the bathroom. I looked
now,
for
Now, were
ice
other
cream.
People having the same?
Yes. There was one lady dancing in front of me, dancing to the first two songs. She was obviously very excited, either about the whole thing starting, or she seemed to be excited about Dylan in particular, because she was singing along. And he started with two songs that I recognized, but he rearranged them into big piles of shit. And she was dancing along, and then she stopped dancing, and then she sat down.
Well, she's old.
No. Everybody there was middle-aged, pretty much. There were young people, and there were really old people, and everything in between. Most of the bands were, crowd.
These are men in their 70s.
I know. Most of the crowd has their AARP card already.
Yeah, I mean.
Most.
This is not a. You'll get a couple that'll bring their grandkids.
Lisa says she was high.
She could be on prescription meds.
Yes, on prescription meds. Yeah, it's.
She got her Percodan,
and it was kicking in.
Sure.
People walking out were saying, I overheard the words disappointing floating through the crowd so many times.
But he'll never be back.
It was awful. It was really awful. Dylan was really awful. Although I saw him on television in the last few years, and he was playing with Mumford and Sons, and he sounded like he had gargled with Drano right before, because he was so raspy and unintelligible. That was a train wreck.
So why is he still getting booked? Because he's who he is?
Because he is who he is. And Surly, he was shooting daggers with his eyeballs at somebody behind him, and it was on screens like a football field wide.
That's great.
That was great. It's like he looks back, he looked like rah, and then he turns forward and then he looked back again like rah.
That's great.
Somebody's fired.
Awesome. All right, so before we go any further, you said you had to do the pitch thing. Now my guy's a little younger.
Yeah.
How does my boy Steven hold up to these guys? They're 10 years older.
Yeah, no, they're older, I get it.
You've seen Steven recently.
Yes.
Do you have to do the pitch thing with Steven Tyler that you have to do?
Actually, no.
So my boy still got it.
He's still holding up.
Okay.
He's still holding up. Dylan, ew.
Yeah, but Dylan was never about the voice.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Dylan's not, Dylan's not the guy from The Who. The guy from The Who's got a really good voice.
Yeah.
He's not Neil Young.
No.
I mean, Neil Young's got a good voice. Mick Jagger's got... I mean, he was never...
Mick Jagger is more... I don't think he has the greatest voice. He's got a good rock and roll voice. He's got good mannerisms.
He's a great front man.
Yeah, he works it.
He does well.
He does great, and he's still doing it.
I saw a little video clip that you put up. Man, that boy is skinny.
Thank you! I went, oh my God, even like... people who were traditionally super skinny, like Pete Townsend and Keith Richards, have filled out a little bit as middle-aged men. Holy shit, he's a toothpick.
He's got to eat.
He's a dancing toothpick, yeah.
He's got to eat.
It looks unhealthy at this point because he's older. So it's like, oh, damn, boy.
So Dylan, 0-1.
Yeah. Ugh,
nobody liked Dylan.
No. There was like this little...
That sucks.
Afterwards,
100,000 people giving you the golf clap.
Yes. I thought, wow, this is.
I wonder if he walks off and goes, well, that went well. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, because if you think it sucked, like as the performer, that's a lot of people to suck in front of.
But you know
that's
what?
That's a lot of yelps.
You know what? If he said to the tour manager, did you get the check? Yeah, that rocked.
Yeah,
you know?
You still have a pride as a performer.
I don't know if he does, because if he did, he would shut up.
There's
terrible.
People that are still coming out to see him.
I guess so. what was that? She said, Lisa said, that's because you had your hearing aid on.
Grandma.
I know. But the Stones rocked. They were great. And so personable and perky. They were wearing these bright colors. Like, all of them looked like it was like a Kodak commercial where they wear the bright primary clothes. They were in greens and reds and all of them, even Keith. I was like, what
they
the?
They all seemed happy?
They all seemed really happy and perky. And when Mick called and announced everybody, they jogged to the front of the stage and did a little, like, hello, everybody kind of thing. I was like, I have never seen
that.
What
is this, a fourth grade play?
It was just like that.
Wow, what a contrast.
It was so strange. Yes. Dylan just, like, all of a sudden, the song ended and the lights came up. And we're like, what the fuck? I mean,
he didn't even say goodnight?
Nothing.
He didn't say hello?
Nothing. Not one word.
He's all about the art.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a totally different vibe, but you would expect hello.
I don't know,
these prices.
You don't have to be Gabby, but God damn it.
I like,
acknowledge that there are 100,000 people staring at you.
I like a Gabby lead singer.
I do too.
I notice when they're not Gabby.
I do too.
Because then I feel like I could have just bought the album.
Yes, and tell us a little story. Just announce where the song is from. Something. I mean, you know, my buddy, Steve Winwood, he's not very Gabby on stage, but occasionally he'll say hello. How you doing? He'll say a couple little canned words that he says all the time about where they are in the set.
But they're always fresh.
Oh, no. It's always the same stuff. But every once in a while, he'll say something that, if something's happening, like it's raining or something, he'll allude to it. At least just like...
He'll allude to it. Is everybody else moist?
Yeah. Well, I am. No. the older ladies in the front row are. The thing is... Sorry.
Nobody likes... I'll tell you what, Trump would not grab that.
No.
It smells his finger. It smells like formaldehyde.
Not without gloves. It smells like formaldehyde.
Sure.
Not without gloves.
He's got small hands. It's hard to find gloves.
It's hard to find anything to grab.
I'm going
to
grab that beautiful pussy.
And if if somebody grabs something, they wouldn't feel it. Those little fingers. So the Stones were great. Great.
So they sound like they could keep going, huh?
Yeah.
Impressive. I've never wanted to see the Stones because I don't love a ton of their stuff. I like some of their stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe it's somebody I have to see.
If they come around, like, in the next year.
They're going to come around. I think they came around.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that if they come around again in the next year, you should go.
You going to go?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll go see the Stones.
Yeah, we'll go see the Stones.
Because, again, like, there's not a ton of things I want to see. There's not a ton of songs of theirs I like. But, yeah. Before they die,
you should go.
Yeah, I probably should.
Yeah.
And especially since it sounds like they still put on a good show.
They do. I mean, you know, I think that there's a lot to professional acts who have been doing it for a long time. They know what to do, like, vocally to, like, push things down a key or, you know, how to, you know, if they were hitting these really high schoolboy sounding highs.
Well, that's why they have the background choruses.
Yeah.
They have the girls do that.
Yeah.
Aerosmith does that.
Right, right. And the same thing. Stones had that. Roger Waters had that.
Yeah, they know.
You know, and they have, like, younger backup singers. Roger Waters has a young guy, I don't know what his name is, singing the parts that Dave Gilmour traditionally sang for Pink Floyd. He was great. Oh, wow, he was great. And they harmonized very, very well. It sounded like, I know there are two school of thought. Make it sound like the record. Make it sound fresh and live.
I like fresh and live.
I like both. A lot of the harmonies, parts of the records that I particularly love, they hit it just on the nose. And I'm like, yeah, that's the thing I love about that song. That's my favorite
part. I like when he changed the lyrics. Like with Aerosmith, they'll say, kiss you. And, like, the lyrics say, kiss your sassafras.
Yeah.
And when he's live, kiss your sexy ass.
Yeah. Oh, I like that, too.
To acknowledge we're not listening to the album.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, they change things up. Speaking of acknowledging it and doing different things, Roger Daltrey.
Wait, we're skipping around? Are we skipping?
Should I go in order?
Yeah, you kind of should. You got to take us through the experience.
Okay. So then Neil Young came out.
This is night two.
Neil Young comes
on. So you're leaving night one happy because the Stones kicked ass.
Yes.
What did they do, 2 hours?
So happy. At least. Okay. Yeah. It was really a long
Dylan set. Did 2 hours?
No, I don't think so. But again, I didn't time. It was sort of like a good hour in between. And on the first night, they started at 6:30. And I think it ended at midnight. So everybody at home, do the math. I don't know. I didn't time it. But there were long sets. Dylan's was far too long. And
everybody's got a bad night.
The Stones were really good. They played all the songs that, you know, the big ones that I wanted to hear.
Brown Sugar. Get Off My Cloud.
Yes. No, they didn't do
oh,
that.
Oh, they didn't do that?
No. Satisfaction.
Was it Conversation
Honky
with
Tonk
the Devil?
Women,
is that the one?
Sympathy for the Devil.
They play that?
And, you know, they did a lot of the ones that I like.
There's a decent amount of Stones songs I like.
Yeah, Keith does a song that he sings at least once.
Nobody needs that.
Yeah, he did a song that he does sometimes. It's like, that's not my favorite. I like, oh, he did Little TNA, which is a fun song.
Nobody needs that shit.
Trump would like it. I like when he sings, there's a song called Happy. I like that song better than Lil TNA, but I know he's going to come out and do something. And he did
Had you seen the Stones before?
Yeah, I had.
So you knew what to expect.
Somewhat, yeah. You know, it's always a little bit different, but it was really good. It was right up there.
They played the hits.
Yeah, they did.
Everybody leaves happy.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
And so that was great. And then Neil Young was the second night. And he has a very high, quavery voice and a gruff voice. You know, those are his kind of like two standby versions. And sometimes when you have that high, quavery voice, it can sound almost like you're going to cry or you're pitchy. But he was in really good voice. He was as good as I've ever heard him.
So you didn't have to do your little pitch trick.
I didn't have to work for Neil Young.
He was your break.
Yeah. Oh, I was relieved. The Stones was a break because there's not so much, you know, Mick is singing lower than he used to, and Keith actually can sing on pitch, even though it's like a little funny. But the little bits, you know, I have a certain amount of tolerance for that. So the Stones were good. I wasn't working for Neil Young at all. That was great. And Harvest Moon is this beautiful, quiet song that he sings. It was lovely. And then there was another song that he sang that was about preserving the earth.
Hippie.
And he was singing about, you know, like, let's hope we haven't ruined it for our children. And
Well, his children are like fucking 50.
Yeah, I know. But people clapped. Like, there was an applause break during a song for that sentiment. And you could hear every word. And I didn't realize how aligned I was politically with Neil Young. But
he's
like,
Canadian.
Yeah, Lisa, you hear that? I'm Canadian at heart.
By the way, for Lisa, I have a dilemma. Part of me's rooting for the Blue Jays for Lisa.
Yeah, she's excited.
Part of me's rooting for the Blue Jays for Lisa, for Lisa, and part of me is not, just because Andrew Miller, who I really liked when he was with the Yankees, is with the Indians.
Oh.
So I'm kind of torn. Uh-oh. But I'll probably go for the Blue Jays because of Lisa.
You have to vote for Lisa.
I don't have to do anything.
Well, you should.
No, I shouldn't do anything. But I probably will be pulling for the Blue Jays only because of Lisa.
I'm very glad.
Okay.
I did want to hear Ohio, and I thought that would be still like a prudent song to be singing, but that was more Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, I think.
Right.
And he was doing his solo stuff. But it was a very good set by Neil Young. And
how long?
You know, same thing. It was, you know, a
couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it was long. It was very good. The only thing that was really peculiar was that he has this young guy playing guitar for him. And he, you know, he's one of these, his hair is slightly emo and that he's always has to keep flipping it back out of his eyes. He's playing guitar, but then at one point there's it was some sort of old organ, like a, not a harpsichord, but like an organ with like little pipes on top and everything. It was very ornate. I don't know what exact kind of instrument this was, but it was a key instrument. He was playing the simplest keyboard part ever, but he was bent, hunched all over the keyboard like Quasimodo. He's down, so his face is really close to the keys, and he's playing like really heavy-handed, and his hand is jumping up like, this is so hard, I'm really rocking out on this three-note solo thing.
That's
that repeats.
That's what Stupid does, given the opportunity, just so you notice him.
It was just so ridiculous. Neil and I looked at each other, and we're like, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me?
You should see him with the cowbell. I mean, he really winds up.
It was the silliest thing I've ever seen. We were like, and so Mr. Hillis goes, okay, emo boy, you know, you really can slow down with that.
You know what? Mr. Helix should relax when talking to the children.
I know. It was very amusing. But one part was that, you know, he was singing the song about protecting the earth. And then at the beginning of the song, he had these people come out and they look like farmers. And they were like play acting, throwing out feed or seed on the ground.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Do we need that? Do we need the drama club?
Yeah. And then
you're not Alice Cooper. Fucking play the music.
Afterwards, they had people in hazmat suits blowing chemicals across
Monsanto.
The stage.
There we go.
Yeah.
Aw, we made a statement.
I liked it.
Of course you did.
Yeah, Mr. Helix thought it was rather heavy-handed, but I liked it.
You think?
It. Yeah,
I'm with Mr. Helix on this one.
It was pretty in your face.
We get it. As you fucking tool around in your jet and all your equipment is trucking across the country in these 18-wheelers, we get it.
Well, you know
what?
We
should do better than you.
Well, you know what? This was California, so this was really hitting home for these crunchy
people. Yeah, know your
folk.
Crowd. Know your crowd.
Yeah, yeah. And there were a majority of West Coasters there.
Of course.
You know, it was, you know, they...
Because you interviewed all 100,000 people each night.
No, I was going by the applause when one of the acts asked, where are you guys from? You know. I think it was Mick Jagger was asking, you know, who's from California, who's from...
What is
you
he, a comic work in the crowd?
Kind of.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah.
Who here's married?
Yeah. Who's here from L.A.? You know?
Who's a Trump supporter?
Yeah. Oh, wait for it.
Okay.
So then Paul McCartney came on.
Well, we just saw Paul.
We just saw Paul.
We gave him a good, not great.
Yes, yes. And it was very much the same.
Okay.
He has he's still singing very much in the same keys and in the same way that
you mean
he
from
sang.
A few months ago. It hasn't changed.
Yes, but I mean, even the, from when the way the songs were produced on albums and things, and he can't quite get up there all the way.
So he wasn't having a bad night when we saw him.
He was just
being himself.
He was just being himself.
But he's very personable.
Very personable. And damn, this guy can rock. I mean, it was a really good show. And he can play really well. And still, I mean, most people could wish to sing that well just on a normal day.
Sure.
You know, of course, you know, his voice has lost a lot of the upper register. And he does get that grandma quavery tone to his voice when he's reaching for something and he can't quite get it. So I was working hard. I was pulling the notes up for
you. Actually,
him.
Were starting to get beads of sweat.
I was, and it wasn't just being in the desert. I was working hard for Paul McCartney, but it was worth it. Because
the things you do for these icons.
Yes, yes.
You're a team player.
But now I had shock. You will be shocked. I had developed a sinus infection.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
It's not a week without you being sick.
No.
Are you still? Would you like a tissue?
Oh no, this works fine. I use
Dunkin' Donuts
napkins. They're fine. I need industrial strength. Those little tissues, forget it.
You're like fucking Trump over there. What Trump should have done.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, was the mic bad again?
We'll get to it.
Yeah, so Lisa says not too bad for an aged beetle. No, really not too shabby. And
most talented insect I know.
Between us not getting back to the hotel until 3 o'clock in the morning the night before and me waking up feeling miserable and going to an urgent care center so that I could get some antibiotics.
You are fucking ponderous.
I knew I was. I could tell I was getting a sinus infection because I've had a million of them over the years. For between allergies, going on a plane, and then being out in the desert dust, I was done. And I could tell. And so the doctor gave me a prescription for antibiotics. Boy, was that the best urgent care center I've ever been to.
Well, all you have to do is fly across the country to go there.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do that every time I have the sniffles. So I was really sick. And tired. By the time we got to Paul McCartney, I actually, no fault of Paul's, I fell asleep several times.
I've fallen asleep during Aerosmith.
Really?
When I was sick.
Yeah.
I stayed awake for Jackal.
Like, I would
I think
dip
like
wake up in the middle of a song.
I think Love in an Elevator was like the last song I was up for. I was awake for about 20 minutes. I've told this story.
I don't remember this.
Yeah. Me and my friend Scott and his sister went to see Aerosmith and Jackal at the Meadowlands. And we both got sick, but I fell asleep.
Wow!
I fell asleep at that concert, and then Scott's sister's like pissed off at us for falling asleep. That's actually, if you see me sometimes when you come down, I'll be wearing a Ratty Big Ones T-shirt. It's like the shittiest Aerosmith T-shirt ever.
Yes,
the shittiest like one that
I
ever
say.
What? Yeah, oh no, it's terrible. It's the bottom. Of what our Dominican friends can do.
Is that laundry day when you're wearing that shirt?
No, it's my fuck around. It's a fuck around shirt.
Speaking of Dominicans.
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get to, that's the highlight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get there. So anyway, that's the night where the girl I was seeing at the time, for only a few weeks, who was very selfish romantically.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
always had to do stuff for her.
But you weren't getting any in return?
No.
That's not right.
No, but that's when she called me up, and she wanted to come over and lose her virginity to me.
Oh.
But I was feeling like such shit, I said, no.
You know what? Sometimes you just feel so terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, so Mr. Hillocks looks at me and says, you know, because we didn't get back until 3 o'clock in the morning because the parking lot was a disaster the first night.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster. We sat there.
The bathrooms were a disaster. Bob Dylan was a disaster. Don't worry, folks. On November 9th, I'm going to fix Bob Dylan's voice. I'm going to make his voice beautiful again.
I know what you're doing.
Well, attempting to do.
Yes.
At this point, Joe has a better Donald Trump than me.
Yes, yes. Well, the porta potty right outside of the parking area.
Disaster.
Beyond.
It's like Obamacare. There's shit everywhere. Nobody's happy with it. You have to wait. Things are going to be different when I'm elected on November 9th.
It was It was what I expect that to be like.
Yeah.
No, it was really, I expect that hell smells like that porta potty bank of four. I had to pee, or I would not have been anywhere near that. But that was excruciating couple of moments. Wow.
You were in the middle of a shitstorm.
I really was. It was so terrible. There were flies in there. Oh, it was. Oh,
like the one that landed on Hillary's face?
It traveled.
Yes. A little scouting report.
It was terrible. Lisa's enjoying that. Davin making Dylan great again.
I make everybody great again. You listen, I make everybody great again. Yes. The best.
The best.
I'm hearing Bob Dylan doesn't sound good. People are saying I'm hearing things.
He uses the best words, though. He's got great words. So
people like Dylan are killing this country.
So the last night, the Who start.
So you're feeling better now.
Yeah, well, I
antibiotic up.
I toughed it out because...
You are a warrior.
We had in our hearts...
Because you did not respond to my text message.
Oh, what? Did I miss one?
Yeah, I sent you that. I said the clips are in the thing.
Oh, but I did them. Yeah, I was...
Not in a punctual manner. You just didn't respond.
Oh.
Usually they go up on Sunday.
What the hell day did I do it?
Not respond to me. You did it on... You did it today or last night.
No, I did it Monday morning.
Yeah. That's not when it's supposed to... No, Monday... Well, it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I did it Monday morning.
Little tardy.
No.
Little tardy.
Dude.
Little tardy.
3 hours
as
earlier.
I was muscling through illness.
Oh, I was too.
Yeah, but you had drugs.
No, I'm... Well, see, I'm still sniffling. Yeah. sniff off.
We're just going to do our show like a...
Breathing heavy. So we had, because we're out in California, we're trying to make the best of all of this, even though I'm like dying. So we had made a plan to go out to Joshua Tree Memorial Park, Joshua Tree National Park.
Was that where Bono hangs out?
Yeah. And it's beautiful. It's crazy. It's like you are on the moon full of little trees, Joshua trees. But there are rocks that just, like, a big, gigantic pile of boulders will just come straight out of the ground and just be, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And they're all over the place. Just, okay. Like, it looks like giants just, like, drop little piles of, to them, pebbles, but boulders here and there. It's the weirdest landscape I've ever seen.
It's alien feng shui.
Yes, it was. It's gorgeous. So hot.
Thank you.
And
would you like to grab my pussy?
No, thank you.
Oh,
maybe later.
Oh, tic tac.
maybe later. It was really, really good. And then we got there just in time to see the Who, and Roger Daltrey has got. At first, he was like floundering a little bit with the voice. He was having a tough time, but then. All of a sudden, he would pull these notes out of his nutsack.
Well, he's got
like,
a gravelly voice, right?
He does. He's got a deep gravelly voice, but he could always like do that scream and everything.
Like the only Who song that I leave on the radio is "Pinball Wizard."
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not a huge Who fan.
Oh,
they're a little bit before my time.
Yeah, I understand that. I love the Who.
Is this a band I need to see?
I wish that you had seen them like years ago when they were really like. Younger and more energetic.
Yeah, but I would have been 10.
I know. I would have brought you had I known you.
Fucking creep?
I would have put those little noise-canceling headphones
on you.
How
fucking creep are you? Just taking a random 10-year-old boy to a fucking concert.
What, that's wrong?
A little bit.
I would have dropped you off before your curfew.
All right, fucking Anthony Weiner, you fucking perv. Can we text? Yeah.
You said Weiner.
I did.
So... The Who was tremendous. Mr. Halleck said, I can't remember the word he used. It says something like they were vicious or something like that. Townsend was playing really well. He called.
He's done with the child porn now. So
I know. He's
nice to support that.
He's a.
Well, I go to Subway, so it's the same thing.
He's a really odd man. He's a really strange man.
It's funny that somebody in a rock and roll band would be a little off.
It's really strange that he would have, he would have a problem with, I don't know. He gets, he's grumpy. He's always been like grumpy and really outspoken and very opinionated. And I don't necessarily agree with all of his opinions or points of view. And sometimes some of his musical excursions have gone off into a brand of weird that I don't quite get. But I was a huge, huge fan of The Who for many years, and Townsend in particular. Mm-hmm. And Roger Daltrey's got a really powerful voice. He can, he'll quaver at certain spots. I mean, I get it. He's an older man, and, you know, all these guys. It's like...
That's why I don't sing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a...
I don't want to quaver.
There's a lot of people that would love to be able to sing the way he sings right now. But, you know, knowing what they had and with it, how they were able to sing, it's kind of like, oh, he's struggling a little bit. But all of a sudden, he'll pull out this note or this bellow, and it's crazy good. The other thing was that he ended this one song, and I don't remember what song it was, but he kind of, like, made his way down the notes. Oh.
Maybe he got let out. Maybe some air was being let out.
It seemed like somebody had punctured something, and he was running out of steam while he was singing, and he ended on this note, and Mr. Hillocks and I looked at each other like, what the fuck was that? It was not good. Oh, and
maybe he had a fart and he was covering it.
Maybe that was that fanning motion with his hand. That's what it was about.
Woo, I'm hot tonight.
Oh, you're setting something on fire.
It goes up to Roger Daltrey, pull my finger.
It's like, dude, no, it was Daltrey.
It was Daltrey? I thought it was Townsend.
No, it was Daltrey singing like that.
Oh.
And now...
So reverse it for the fucking joke.
Yeah, there you go.
Now I have to work hard.
Okay, work hard. So
So he let out a bad noise.
Yeah, he let out a bad noise. Like you said, it was probably a bad fart. But also, he started one of the songs wrong. He jumped in at the wrong spot. And you can tell from the faces, because you, again, have a football field size screen.
That's great.
Can tell by the faces everybody else is supposed to, like, sing.
That's how we should do this show.
Back with the screens.
Just so everybody can see how fucking disgusted I am with you guys. Fucking great.
The looks on the faces, they all look at each other like, uh-oh. And so they're professionals, and they fixed it, but it was clear to me and other people. We looked at each other like, uh-oh, screwed up. And he jumped in again at the wrong spot again. I was like, do you not practice the beginnings and endings of the songs?
It's really what you do in the middle.
Yeah, it was the middle were good. The beginnings and ends were rough, so it was strange.
Just jump in where you want.
Wherever you feel like it. You know, it was very funny. So then the weird thing about Roger Waters, who was the show closer.
Right.
And
not my choice.
No. Probably not a lot of people's choices. And then when the show continued, it turned out to be a lot of people's not choice. Here's why. Roger Waters can be particularly outspoken as well. And
those guys are very... pro-Palestinian, as I recall.
Yeah, well, he is. I wouldn't say David Gilmour is.
Because I think they're actually reforming Pink Floyd to do, like, a benefit for, like, the Palestinians.
Right.
I hope they give every audience member a rock.
They're going to rock with a rock.
That'd be great. Just seem to start fucking throwing it at them.
Maybe.
That's the concert I want to see.
Of course. So during one song, across the screen, are all these quotes from Donald Trump. All of the worst things he's ever said.
Are these meant to mock?
Yes.
Okay, so he's making a political statement.
Oh yeah. So he goes from, you know, I can't remember all the things he said, but everything that was gross that you can think of that he said.
He's only got 2 hours. I mean, how many fucking quotes can you fit?
Well, it was a long song, so he went through a bunch of these mile high quotes of, like, really damning things. And ends up with three screens wide, huge, Trump is a pig.
Wow.
Wow. And people start...
Well, Trump is very pro-Israel.
Well, he's apparently not very Trump. But
how I would have ended that?
How?
With a pussy being grabbed. That's how I would have ended that.
I think it probably happened here or there.
No, but that's how you fucking end that. You just see an orange hand reaching for a vagina. That's how you fucking end it. And then you put Trump as a pig.
So instead of having the anti-Trump pig flying across over the crowd.
I have a pussy.
Yes.
Sure.
With a hand,
I mean, it's
with
lips,
a hand chasing
its
it.
Its lips flap.
Oh, God.
Sure. Then, yeah. Little hand.
And a hand chasing
kind of like a Pac-Man, but little orange Pac-Man
waka, waka,
with little
waka,
fingers.
Waka, 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 waka,
go and you just see like the pussy flapping away, flying.
Flying.
Yeah. That's how I would have ended. That's how I end that. Yeah, that's drop the mic. Thank you. Good night. Because if you're gonna do it, let's do it.
Well, you know, a lot of people start walking out.
I've had that happen to me during.
During
Trump
political.
Fans, they like straight talk. They like telling it like it is.
Except if it's about their boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not so much.
No, it was very pointed, and there were all while he was.
Were they walking out because it was late? Or they were walking out because, you know, he made this political statement.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know because, I mean, it wasn't the end of the show. It wasn't near closing time.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want to stay for the end.
You'd think you'd want to stay. There was.
They're wearing shirts. They make Roger Waters great again.
Oh, I forgot. There were like animated photos of Trump, like, puking up words and making horrible faces.
Well, I mean, it's California.
And looking like a pig. It was
so it was live action.
Yes. Yes, it was live coverage of the debate.
I heard I did very well. People are saying that they love me. They were marching out to their cars to blare their horns in support.
In support and they you poor thing.
Damn.
I know. I licked your mic last week. That's probably what happened.
Did you?
I did.
I shoved yours up my ass.
Is that what that smell is?
That's why you got the nasal infection.
I thought it was. No, I thought it was. I was still in the porta potty. But it was just really crazy how many people like got up and started going. I thought it was about the politics.
So,
I didn't think it was because it
was
too late in the
evening.
Because
if it's happening all of a sudden for that song.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden, people were going. It was
way to start it with shittiness and end it with shittiness.
No, you know what?
I hope Joe gets here so we can have somebody fucking.
I know. Welcome to the sanitarium.
Welcome to sick bay.
I know, really. We should have a quarantine sign up here. But the weird thing was that it just seems like, oh, he'll be here in about 15 to 20 minutes. Thanks, Joe's girl. And
he's supposed to fucking already be here.
Well, you know what? He's not. So
yeah, because he's fucking texting.
Well, you know what? That's not probably keeping him from driving.
It is.
Tell him that the Chester police are out in force, would you? They are. So, what was the other thing I was going to say? I understand that if that was your boy in the election, that it would be offensive. And
it might have been.
It was really very pointed. But
it's a little much.
Yeah. It
a
was,
little heavy.
It was very heavy-handed. You thought the Monsanto thing was heavy-handed. No way. But now, the security at this thing had been really, really good up until...
Yeah, because 90-year-olds don't usually riot.
Well, there was a lot of young people, too.
Any black people?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
You know, but most, it was very, very
white.
I'm
sure they were where you got the shirt, but we'll get there.
No.
Oh.
White guy?
Oh.
White
not
guy.
Good.
We'll
get there. Not good. Very bad.
Very bad for the
people,
economy.
People are saying the whites, they're not good at selling shirts. This is a job for the blacks. My black friends.
They're, yeah.
Right, Ben Carson?
No, as a matter of fact, there was one really tall black dude that I saw like bent over, and he was holding a beer, but he seemed like he was in some kind of distress, and he was next to a crowd of people, and one guy was looking at him laughing, and I'm like, okay, this is either like something funny just happened, but he seemed to be like having an issue. So I looked for a second, he stood up, I'm like, everything's cool, and then he bent back over, I'm like, he's in trouble.
Yeah, but at least he's entertaining.
Well, I walked over to him and I said, are you all right? And he's like, oh, no, my friend over there, pointing to a guy, said something really inappropriate, but really funny.
You can relate.
Yes. And so he almost shot beer through his nose.
Ah, that's a win. That's a win.
But he appreciated that I stopped to see if he
that's
was all right.
You're a very nice person.
Well, I mean, he did look like he was in distress, and there's one jackass laughing at him instead of helping him.
You're very kind.
Anyway, that was the token black person at the
event.
Out of
100,000.
Oh, it was so white. It was crazy. Yeah. So lily white. Wow.
Every sandwich was just white bread and mayonnaise?
No. As a matter of fact, there were lines. The lines for food or beverages were incredibly long, so you had to plan time to get up there.
Could you bring your own food in?
No.
Bastards.
No, I know. And so you're in California, and you see a sign for burritos and tacos. You figure this is their food. This is going to be good, right? No. Was not good. Not good at all. Mr. Helix got a beef taco and I got a chicken taco. And I don't know if it's supposed to be a taco shell or a tortilla or what this thing is. It was a shoe, the sole of a shoe with like grubby, boingy meat on top of it.
What do you mean the sole of a shoe? It was chewy?
It was chewy. And
it's supposed to be chewy.
It was cardboardy chewy. Oh. Yeah. It was the most disgusting.
Would that run you $15 each?
Yes.
Okay.
And the meat was.
I'm pretty good with these pricing of food.
Yeah, no, you got that.
I have a gift.
You do.
Certainly not this.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I think these were $10 each.
Oh, I have no gifts. Fuck.
The other thing we were considering was $15. But they give you little containers of salsa and guacamole. I had to mix that with the meat to make it taste like anything, and I could not eat the whatever that chewy shoe leather was. Oh, my God. Mm. So I had just talked some people that were from out of the area into, oh, no, they know their tacos
really?
And stuff
you
here.
Really? You thought arena or stadium food? You think that's how you're going to base a whole fucking region, a whole culture? That's your move.
Well, I thought of the other choices that seemed to be the move. That was not the move.
Soft pretzel.
No, teriyaki bowl.
What?
Teriyaki bowl.
Oh, okay.
Rice, vegetables, teriyaki sauce. That was the way to go. That was the that
a little
was
what, adventurous.
That's what no, that's what kept me alive the next two nights. That was the only thing that I could eat. It was terrible. So there was besides there being the quality of the security was really weird because you had to go through all these checkpoints.
Right.
And they gave you bracelets that had already had to sign online to encode them so that they would be activated. And they had these little Star Trek-like pads that you ran your bracelet over. And when it turned green, you were good and you could go in. But they check your purse for the weirdest things. They wanted to see if my prescription matched my ID.
Wow.
Prescription bottle. That has never happened to me.
No, that's wild.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they had so many. They sent out a little booklet before
much,
the
though.
Show. Yeah.
Because, you know, who has done? They fucking squint.
I mean, you know, oh, man, I've got the amoxicillin over here. Everybody come to my tent. Are you kidding?
They want to make sure that your chlamydia medicine is your chlamydia medicine.
And it wasn't. I stole it. The thing about the security, though, we were in the last row. There was a section in the middle that you could stand, and then there was seated, and it was floor seating, and we were the last row of the floor seating. So we were like a football field away from the stage.
Now, was everybody sitting like they should?
No. No, there was a lot of standing going on. There was up, down, up, down.
Old people should know better.
Well,
sit your ass down.
You know, we lived with it. It was all right. And everything was cool because security kept everybody, like, there was a big aisle between mm-hmm. our last, and then there was a barricade, and then there was general admission standing, and behind that were people sitting on chairs and blankets. So they had sections for, well, how do you want to do this?
Right.
And we paid a lot to sit on chairs. And all of a sudden during Roger Waters, I think all of the security guards went on a smoke break because all of a sudden this whole area behind us got packed with people, and there was this asshole who works for Google, who was standing behind us trying to pick up this chick, talking during all the songs. Yappity yappity. That's how I know where he works.
Well, I mean, it was during the Trump stuff. Trump Trump inspires the man in us.
It was yappity yappity.
He's popping Tic Tacs.
Oh.
Grabbing pussy.
Oh, yeah. He was trying. But he was yappity
yappity.
There's
no try. It's like fucking Yoda. There's no try. There's do.
There's do.
There's no try. There's grab. You grab that pussy.
There is no try. There is grab.
There used to be something. You grab it like you want it. That's what you fucking do.
I almost wanted to say, just fuck her already. I mean, stop
and then
yapping at her.
You should have started a chant. Just fuck her. Just fuck her.
And then the general admission would have joined in. Yes, yeah. I mean,
then nobody's paying attention to fucking Roger Daltrey.
Yeah. No, Roger Waters.
I get the fucking Rogers.
I know. Rogers. So then I don't know what happened. She was still standing there, I guess. There had been a chair between Mr. Helix and the next guy throughout all the days. All of a sudden, Mr. Chatterbox goes over and asks our neighbor, is anybody sitting here? And the guy doesn't want anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. And he asks Mr. Helix, oh, standing. And he goes, hey, is anybody sitting there? Can I sit there? And my pet peeve is people, you're right, Lisa, my pet peeve is people yapping through a concert, through all the songs. And three songs in a row, I listen to this guy's resume. And then all of a sudden, he steps forward and wants to sit in the seat that we paid dearly for next to my husband. My husband doesn't even get a chance to open his mouth, and I said, if you're going to run your mouth as much as you've been doing through all these songs, you better fucking stop even thinking about it. Get to step, and I'm sick of listening to you. Sick of it.
That's your husband.
No, I said that to the guy.
You said
that? Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Helix didn't even get a word out, and he looked at me like, what?
Yeah, he looked at you like, we're going to get our asses kicked.
No, he didn't know that was the guy that had been yapping, and so later,
he knows the woman that was yapping.
No, they were behind us.
No, you!
Oh, yeah, he noticed that.
You could have just started shit.
Because he just looked at me like, whoa, and I'm like, I was like, don't even fucking think about it. Go, go, I'm sick of listening to your mouth, sick of it. And so he goes, I'm sorry. And he backed up, and I hear the girl saying, well, that was a bit of, you know, much, or something like that. But
then fucking blow them.
Then they started talking again. And I turned around and I gave him the same daggers that Dylan was giving his stage crew. And they finally he went away.
You're the cranky one.
I am just sick and tired. Well, there was supposed to be nobody standing behind us in the first place. We paid a lot to go to the show. I'm not listening to this jackhole trying to pick up this girl throughout the whole set. I already turned and looked at them like,
take a hint. I appreciate the moxie. A little bit more pointed. Listen, are you going to fuck this guy or not? Because if you are, out to the parking lot with you. If you're not, get to stepping, stupid. You got to be a little bit more to the point.
My point was, you're not fucking sitting there. If you're going to yap, I'm sick of listening
to
you.
No, but that's why you fucking cut him down.
I thought about it, but I didn't. I thought about it. If the people continue to stand behind me, that was my next.
You want to emasculate him in that situation.
Yeah.
Which you kind of did anyway.
I kind of did, because I leant into him. Mr. Hillock said, that was the guy that was yapping back there? And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I didn't even get a chance to say anything. I'm glad you took care of him, because I didn't know that was the same asshole kept talking.
Nice cover-up, Mr. Hillock.
No, he did. And then
nice cover-up.
The neighbors, who are these laid-back
Californians.
You know what?
Let's be honest. If Donald Trump was there, he would have grabbed Mr. Hillock.
No. No, he didn't know he was the guy talking.
Right.
He might have said, no, he really didn't know.
Of course not.
And the neighbors next to us leaned over in between songs and said, thanks for taking care of him.
Because we weren't going to.
Because they're laid-back Californians. And I'm like, ah, he got my jersey up. And they were like laughing. I'm like, it's true. I'm sick of people talking through shows. Sick of it.
Well, good for you.
Shut up! Funny. Yeah, so that was that. I had the nicest... flight attendant sit next to me on the plane.
We gotta get the shirts before you get the fucking.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I when I first saw the shirt,
you saw the front of the shirt.
I said, oh, somebody went to the merch table, and then I saw the back. I'm like, oh no, that's parking lot.
Yeah, and I even said to Mr. Helix, because the guy was coming through the parking area. Actually, there were pathways that you had to take to your own parking area that by color. And so we were walking on the blue path, according to the people on megaphones, kept reminding all the stoners.
Hurting you like the cattle you are.
Yeah, you're on the blue path. Remember, you're on the blue path on the way back. Remember, blue. And then we did the red path one night. But the blue path had these guys standing there selling shirts and flipping them around, $20. Inside, there were 40.
Well, not the same shirt.
Not the same shirt.
Never the same shirt.
But the same logo. This was like the official logo, this writing.
Of course.
And so I was like, it was not the one I was looking at. And the mugs on the back of this shirt. Well, you can attest to the mugs on the back of this shirt.
it's parking lot quality.
Oh, man. You know what? They found the most unflattering pictures of each one of the acts.
Well, they had a squid, put like a bunch of faces.
A bunch of faces. Yeah, six faces across on the back of the shirt.
More than that. Didn't they do Mick and Keith?
No. Is it?
Let me see. Let's see. We got Bob Dylan. We got Mick Jagger, who looks like he's about to blow somebody. Paul McCartney, who looks like he's taking a deuce. That's Peter Townsend, who's just looking away. Roger Daltrey looks like he just got fucked in the ass.
And Roger's there?
Well, I think that white guy is Roger.
Oh, I can't see my own
back. Isn't that the lead singer?
Yeah, Roger's the lead singer, but if Townsend's there, Roger's not there, too. It must have been Neil Young's back there.
Let me see. Turn around. No, I don't see Neil Young. Oh, Neil Young's at the very end.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and Roger Waters is on there someplace. So the thing is, when I saw this guy and he said $20, I liked the shirt. I knew the pictures were horrendous. It looks
horrendous.
It looks like the the Wanted crew from the Great Escape from the Home. And
The Unfuckables.
Yes, it is. The Depends salespeople. Or actually their clients. So I looked at it, and he flipped it around, and I looked at the pictures. I'm like, oh, God. But I
No
liked,
counter offer by you?
No. It was the first night, so I just went for it. First night.
Got a little nervous.
And I got it, and he had them laid out on the ground, and there were several guys doing
where
that.
Where all your finer merchandise is put.
Yes, yes. It was grass. But
you didn't pull it from his balls?
No, I was very disappointed because I knew that you would have loved that story.
That's where those shirts belong. Warm.
I think at some point he might have wiped this on them, but he was not carrying them there.
You want a musky shirt.
No, it smelled pretty good. It smells
Did you wash that?
No.
Oh, you're a filthy one. Oh, and then you smell it?
Oh, well, I wanted to see if it smelled like ball sack.
No. You never get a park. You never wear a parking lot shirt unwashed.
Oh, really?
This is why you get sick all the time.
This is it? It's infected?
Yeah, that's just fucking bad hygiene.
Oh, well, I thought it was okay.
No, that's the problem.
Probably.
No.
You're not supposed to eat food that drops on the ground?
Better than wearing a ball shirt.
the ball shirt. I thought you'd be proud that I did get a ball sack shirt. Sort of. It's the California version of a ball sack shirt, but on the grass from a white man.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm you, I don't wash that shirt.
If you're me,
only time I ever bought a shirt from a white guy at these concerts.
Yeah.
Everything fucking ran.
Oh right, I know.
Yeah, the white guys suck at this.
Oh, I hope that this does stay. Okay.
Everybody needs to stay in their lane with certain things. And white people need to get the fuck out of the counterfeit t-shirt business. Know your role, whitey. Your role.
Yeah, you obviously don't know how to finish it. Same thing happened to me. I bought a ball sack t-shirt at a Rolling Stones concert so many years ago. And the mouth and the tongue, they were pink the next day. I was like, damn.
From a white guy or a black guy?
White guy.
So you see?
Yeah, I know. You're right. That's why I'm backing you up. No. White guy, he blew it. Lisa says it's okay, 5-second rule. Yeah, I think so, but not in the mud. Not in the mud.
Lisa just likes balls.
She have a 5-second rule with balls?
I don't know.
No, you spend longer than 5 seconds, honey.
Yeah,
I'm sure she does.
No, they're running at the time.
No, not from Lisa.
Well, I'm glad I got to see this shirt this time. Next time it's just going to be a gray shirt, but...
Yeah, I know. It won't have anything on it. But I thought you'd be proud. I wore it today especially for you.
Oh, you're so considerate.
Well, because I knew you'd want to see the concert tee.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I would want you to wash it first.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you failed.
I screwed up.
You failed.
You know, they had cabs, like pedal cabs, going back and forth from parking to the event because it was so far away. And there's too many old people with money in their pockets.
Just fucking little people from Bangkok. Giving old people piggyback rides.
I was feeling so sick the one day. I was like, we got to do this. We have to do this. I have to get a hold and go to bed. So one of the six walks back and forth to parking, we took the pedal cabs twice because I have blisters. I was this infection. I was just
You
done.
Are always the epitome of female beauty on this show. You really are.
I know. It's sexy time.
It's like, people are like, oh, she sounds so sexy.
Except what? For when she's talking about her blisters and her sinus infection.
And her ass.
Oh, well, you know.
What's she really like? What you said.
It's all about the base with a crack and a crevice and a, well, sorry, and a fissure. And a
your flight attendant.
Yeah. Wait, before I talk about her, shame on you, New York and New Jersey. Shame on you. Shame on you. Because
do they get a you stink?
No, it's not quite a you stink. It's just a small shame on you. You have to step up your donut level. The donuts here are pathetic. California rocks donuts. Rocks donuts.
I mean, Dunkin' Donuts isn't really great donuts.
No, they're not. No, they're not. California, we just randomly stopped. There was a donut shop on the corner from where we were staying. And then we had to stop for gas at a town in between where we were staying and where the event was. And both times we stopped at donut shops to, like, get coffee. And then we saw the donuts. Amazeballs. They make donuts out there to cry for. So good. If you like pastries, you like sweet stuff, amazing. Shame on you, New York and New Jersey. I've never had donuts like this in my life. So much better. Just mom and pop shops.
But they have those here.
Not as good.
Yeah, but they invented the cronut here.
I know. That's not as good.
Okay.
No, this was the shit. Yeah, sort of Krispy Kreme style, Lisa, but they had, like, all different kinds of, like, the way you make donuts. There's different, you know, cakiness or light and fluffy, crawler, but everyone, amazing. And we lived off of Carl's Jr. 24-hour drive-thru because it was the only thing that was open when we would get home at, like, 2 in the morning and need dinner.
There's worse burgers.
Yeah. No, it was okay.
All right.
They make turkey burgers. I lived. But they tantalize you with a little cleaner menu with, like, salads and nice tacos and stuff. Nah, you can't get that 24 hours a day.
Oh, really?
That's not on the overnight menu. Mm. Screw you. Screw you, lettuce lover. No. None for you.
Lettuce needs to rest.
I guess it did. It was nighty-night for all the vegetables. I was just like, really? I can't eat another burger. I don't want to see another burger for a long time. I really don't. And I can't eat donuts here because they suck compared to the ones out there.
I have a feeling you'll eat donuts.
I'll break it down and have them again someday.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
But not no. But it's going to be a long time because they're a disappointment.
I'm sorry.
Yes, they are. They are. So, what's going on with you?
I thought you wanted to tell us about your flight attendant.
Oh, this was so funny. We had a flight.
Well, I've heard that before.
No, this is great. Did you ever see the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, who was rumored was at this festival, by the way? You see the movie with him, Catch Me If You Can, when he plays he's a kid, and he pretends to be a jetline pilot, and he becomes a forger, and he's really good at it, and Tom Hanks, like, makes it his mission to catch him. Did you ever see that movie?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, okay. Well, In that, because he was pretending to be a pilot, I learned some of the words they use. And they use the lingo deadheading when you are not working a flight, but you're in your flight attendant outfit, and you're going to work in another city. So she was not deadheading. She was non-revving, a non-revenue passenger. She just got, like, was wearing her outfit, but she wasn't working. So they sat her next to me, and we got chatting, and I'm like, oh, tell me about this. She asked what we were doing and famous people, blah, blah, blah.
Did you plug the show?
I did not plug the show with the poor flight attendant loves country music.
You don't even post on Facebook anymore. You suck.
I do sometimes. I didn't post today.
Yeah, because you suck.
Oh,
you have a fucking captive audience. You don't do shit.
I do.
You got a fucking 5-hour flight. Make it work to your advantage.
Oh, I wasn't pulling out equipment and doing stuff there.
No, you just go, hey, by the way.
It was actually a little bit here and a little bit there. We had stopovers. We had layovers. And I actually, like, talked to my husband while we were on the plane. Look at that. I don't just sit there and go into my own gizmos. Although, was it To Catch a Thief? I don't think that's the name of it, Joe's Girl. I thought it was Catch Me If You Can. But anyway,
Same thing Trump said. That's what Trump calls his move.
To catch a thief.
No, to catch me if you can.
Oh.
The women are running. Trump's just grabbing a pussy. Rah, 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 rah. Come here, you whore. I'm a celebrity.
I didn't know Pac-Man made that noise. Rah, 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 rah.
No, that's Trump.
It is.
Come here. You know you want me to grab that pussy. Stop your running. Get back here. I'm a celebrity. Tick-tock.
Ew. Oh, I literally just got a chill. I really did.
That could be your antibiotics wearing off.
It could be. You know, I just popped ones, and maybe they're not. It's not quite revved up again yet. But you know, there. I was asking her, "Ooh, who?" You know, she said she's on the New York to California flight and back and forth a lot, and so she's seen famous people. And I was like, "Oh, tell me the good people who were nice, and tell me the people who were rotten." And she said, "Well, you know, she didn't have any people that were rotten to her that were famous, but she said that Ashley Judd. Do you know her?"
I know of her. We're not friends.
You know Ashley? You know Ash? You know our pal? She's the actress one of the all of the.
She's the redhead?
No, she's not the singing Judd. She's the acting Judd.
I don't fucking know. Oh, okay. Does she got nice Judds?
I'm trying to think. I mean, they don't stand out.
Does she have those fake Judds or real Judds?
No, she's a real Judd.
A real Judd. Okay.
I believe they're all real Judds.
Okay, so what's this Judd story?
So apparently she's a germaphobe, and she sat there on her flight with all those little, like handy wipe, like sani wipe napkins, rubbing everything down that she was going to touch, like the tray and everything she was touching.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but then...
She's not buying a parking lot shirt.
No, and if she did, she'd wash it, like, you know, with kaboom, like every...
Yeah, she's not wearing a boy in a ball sack shirt.
No.
It's not her game.
No, and there is no 5-second rule for this girl. It's never, 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 never. And the, she is the, Lisa's right, she was married to the race car driver. Absolutely. Hello, ACPNC98, another listener says we have really good donuts in America. We do, but they're better in California, damn it.
California is America, you ass.
I know, but they're...
Why?
I said yes, but they're better in California, I mean, as opposed to here. That's why I'm
not making you any fucking donuts.
Don't make me donuts, then.
They won't
be as good. So some person was walking down the aisle in the plane and apparently had a very heavy footfall. And she actually asked the attendant if she could ask that person to walk a little lighter because it was bothering her.
Ashley Judd.
Yes!
As well she should.
What?
Because when you're a star, people need to cater to you.
They need to tiptoe down the aisle of the plane.
Otherwise, I grab them in the pussy. Step lightly or you're getting grabbed.
Oh, here's Joe.
I'm not grabbing Joe in the pussy.
No, don't.
He'll bite my hands.
Hi, were you on the plane with Ashley Judd?
No, but the flight attendant who was off duty and was just flying was sitting with me, and she told me that Ashley Judd was a little bit like a germaphobe, and she was also asking somebody who was stepping too hard down the aisle if you could ask him to like walk lighter.
Really?
I'd
start doing barrel rolls with the plane. Hold on, sweetie. How do you like the roof?
She's fucking Ashley Judd. You're going to fucking step lightly.
No.
Hey, chubby, maybe a fucking salad so you don't sound like a herd of elephants on the way to the fucking men's room for the fifth time. I'm fucking Ashley Judd.
You like Ashley Judd?
I don't know who the fuck she is.
She's one of the Judds.
Thank you, stupid. Joe making his usual contributions.
But the other thing, she said Morgan Freeman was delightful.
That's why you asked me for his name.
Yes, okay. Yes. And Jane Seymour, she was on that.
Look at you. What are you? What are we, fucking TMZ?
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
She said she was rude.
And it's weird for a woman of medicine.
Well, fake medicine. She's an actress.
Fake medicine.
No. It's not for reals?
No, it's not. No.
Was Quincy real at least?
Yes, he absolutely was. Okay. It was very messy in the forensic.
Hawkeye was real. I mean, when they were doing triage, that was real, right?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yes. You don't know how many people that they slaughtered during. Yes.
It was a war, woman.
Yeah, it was a war. So they were killing people left and right. Apparently.
Gotta make a good show.
Oprah, she said she hadn't been on her flight. But the other attendant said that Oprah won't even talk to the flight attendants.
And you get ignored.
But you think with her dough, why is she even flying commercial?
She doesn't. She charters private ones, but she has friends that work those charters, and she won't talk to the flight attendants. She has her assistant talk to the flight attendant for her. Like, she'll say, like, I'll have the salad, and then I'll say, she'll have the salad. God, you know.
I need somebody like that to translate for me.
Really?
Yes. I would like that. They'd probably do it wrong, and I'd have to yell at them and say it myself. But at least the opportunity.
Yeah, you would be like,
excuse me. Mr. Davin would like a Diet Coke, just with a little ice. If you could just
I said a lot of ice.
Just pour it halfway, because Mr. Davin finds that when you pour it all the way, it overflows, and he doesn't want a messy drink.
You want to know something? If I became like a megastar, I think I'd be a complete asshole.
Well, you're halfway there.
I'd give you really, but no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue.
Joe, don't sell yourself short. In my mind, you're 100% asshole.
Because I'm an asshole as a pauper.
You imagine this guy had power?
I'm mediocre at best and broke, but if I was like famous and had a lot of money, I'd be an asshole. I really would.
Because you're a delight now.
Yes.
He,
no
he
shit.
He owned that, though.
Well, yes, but people don't know Joe.
He said it.
No, Joe knows he's an asshole.
but you're just doubled down.
I'm agreeing with Joe.
But you want to know?
This might be the last time Joe and I agree tonight.
But you want to know something?
I'm
like,
sure it is.
However, if at a fancy gig, there's a nice green room, and people are bringing stuff up, and I'm very gracious though. So I don't know. You know?
Because you're getting a salad. You know, it's half lettuce. Maybe a wedge of cheese. You're very gracious.
I did say thank you and left a tip when I got back home and was on the radio.
How about a crouton you whore?
Yeah. A little different, yeah.
So, shout out to Yum Yum Donuts in Beaumont, California.
Oh, no free advertising. Donuts has got to calm down.
Yum Yum was amazing.
When Yum Yum Donuts starts forking in some cash, they'll get a little kudos on this show.
Glad somebody's a good businessman. The best.
I forgot the name of the one that was near where we were staying, but they were great, too.
That's why you're not the best businesswoman.
Did you hit every donut shop and tell you? Like, even the cops were going, holy cow, we haven't even been that many.
They're following her around.
Am I being tailed? Yes, we want to find out all these donuts are here.
You seem to know all the best places. Yeah. Leave some for us. Yeah. We have an office party.
Yeah. Got to bring back some stuff to the precinct.
We only had two of them, but they were great.
Mm, yum, yum. So
CVS is the greatest.
We've just done an hour 10 on the fucking concert.
And I've heard about it. Just a quick. So this was out in California, huh?
Yeah. It was
how many days?
Indio, California. 3 days.
Okay, very good. All right.
Yeah.
I think I heard about that show. All right, very good.
Yeah. I'll tell you more later. Because I already told Davin for an hour.
No, I did an hour
Because I was really running late to the show.
No! My people's fault.
Let's finish the sentence. So when I was running it.
That game has never been played on this show.
Yeah, because you can never can.
Exactly. So what makes you think we're going to do it now? I'm going to go to a break.
I don't usually listen to the show because if I'm like several minutes late, but I just, between traffic and on the day program later than I wanted to be in tune with the program. Sounded like a very, very good, very good weekend, except for your sinus problems and.
She's Pip Helix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else is.
Yes.
What else?
All right. Let's take our break.
What? One more second?
Oh, we've done a fucking hour and 18 minutes on this.
I know, but 1 second.
Really?
Yes. I got a new job.
Hey!
Nice!
Thank you.
And I can guarantee that this job is going to absolutely rule, and you're going to love it because you had to go through the other job to get to this one.
Thank you.
Good.
It's not official over there yet, but...
There you go.
Next Wednesday.
Good.
Congrats.
Now, if the company makes that offer on my house, you know, they maybe agree to the offer. If they go on to move on and we get the assessor in, mazel tov on that.
Awesome.
There you go.
Awesome.
Things are happening.
Now
all's
we can
well
break.
That ends well.
All done.
All right. On the...
Excuse me. Stupid.
Fuck off.
Mr. Davin!
I'm telling you right now.
It says one fuck off.
That's funny.
Fuck off my life.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know if we'd be hitting the highs on the Mies or the Mr. Davins tonight.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if we're going to get through that fucking bit.
No, because then I'm going to have to be bending notes for you, and I'm done. I'm so tired.
Pip makes lousy singers good.
I do, in my head.
Yeah. Okay. On the break, new music from Jerome Clark with Blow Your Mind, and Martin Nokun with 80s Kids. Don't go anywhere. Lots more show. Hey, I entertain Republic.